D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5 The Game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan, and David Janes here with you, pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Predators general manager Barry Trotz. The Predators coming off of a 4-1 win in Ottawa yesterday afternoon. Take the ice in a couple of hours against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Puck drop at 6, pregame at 5, right here on 102.5 The Game. Barry, I want to start with UC Saros, who has been outstanding so far this season. I know he is not starting tonight. Eustace Onanen will be starting tonight. But Saros has been excellent, as has the defense. And I know that that was a major emphasis for your team this offseason. How has all of that clicked so quickly for you here this season?
Well, I think a number of things. I think the coaches did a really good job of assessing, last year, rejoining and re-looking at how we're going to have to play. What's the strength? UC Saros, what's the strength of our team? How can we fix it? How can we get the puck to our forwards? How can we become a little more structured? They went through all that process all summer. And I went through that with them, and I really liked their preparation. I think getting Luke Richardson into the fold with our group was really a really good add. It's another set of eyes, former defenseman, a lot of respect, there. And then obviously what we did last year, all the way from when we did the Barron for Carrier trade, started building, getting some size on the back end, and a little bit more mobility. Then obviously in the summer, getting Nick Perbix, who's a 6'4", guy that gives us some length, and then obviously making the trade for Nick Hague, who unfortunately hasn't been able to play for us. Should be back in the next week or two here, who's a 6'6", guy who's right in the prime years of his career, and just fixing our defense, and then getting a healthy Roman Josi back is the biggest upgrade. And then systematically, the coaches have changed our D zone. Our forwards have made a real good commitment. Our veteran guys have been outstanding in terms of their connectivity on the ice. And all that being said, it allows Juice to be the goalie he can. Last year, I don't care who was in net for the Nashville Predators, you could have Ken Dryden in there, bless his heart, one of the greatest goaltenders of all time. Didn't matter who was in net for us last year. They had no chance the way we played.
Brady Martin did not play yesterday in Ottawa. He was scratched. Andrew Brunette said that Martin will also not play tonight. He said the team has a plan for him. What is that plan? And how do you weigh the benefits of keeping him around and not playing versus sending him back to juniors?
Well, I think that every situation is a little bit different. In our situation, we knew our schedule. We look at our schedule. We plan it. For a young guy like Brady, we said if he's going to play in the National Hockey League in our lineup in the future, he's going to be a top player for us. So you didn't see Brady playing on the fourth line. You saw him playing with Forsberg and O'Reilly. We tried to give him a glimpse at that. We also tried to shield him by playing him in the home game so that Andrew could get the trust of Brady, get the matchups he wants. And then obviously going on the road, we want to continue to have a good start here. We took him out because, for Brady, who's a young guy, I mean, he could go at probably a 80% level and be very effective in junior, but he's going 100% all the time at this level. And so we wanted to play him in two games. So if he slipped, he could go right back in and feel comfortable about that. We went on the road, we pulled him out. We're going to probably have him out, these two games, and then we'll reassess it after that. But he's, he sat with me for a period in the Ottawa game, and we talked about the game and different details. He sat with our development coaches, and as the game's happening, they're talking about different details. So, and just being around and practicing and learning the pro atmosphere is going to be very beneficial for him. So we're going to have to, decide when he goes in next. I don't like young players not playing for very long. We've got four games in six nights, so it's not like he's out for 6 weeks or anything like that. He's out for a couple of days here, so I'm not worried about that. But I do as we go along, we're assessing every game. We're assessing the ice time that he gets, the situations he's put in, and if he's not getting enough of those important situations, then you know at some point we would have him go back. But if he starts to thrive in some of those situations or grow in those situations, then our mindset will be a little bit different. So, we're probably fairly early in the process. I would say, we've got that 9-game window. He's played 2 games, but, how far we want to stretch that 9-game window is really something we'll talk about after the game tonight, if Brady's in or not in the next couple games.
Talking to Barry Trotz, Predators general manager, Nashville versus Toronto tonight, the Maple Leafs, and our coverage will begin at 5 o'clock Central. Barry, Jonathan Marchessault had another really good game. He's off to a good start. You mentioned when you talked to Adam and I last for our season preview that Marchessault seems like a different guy. Stamkos, Brady Shea, the same way. He's playing differently as well. I'm curious if you could take us through the process with him on the ice, because he had some things to say about, he thought that the team should adjust and how were they using him and things like that. It seems like all of that is in the past now, but Andrew Burnett's talked about the process, and that seems like it took some time. It wasn't just in training camp. It goes back to the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Andrew and the coaching staff have done an excellent job reconnecting with those players. It's hard to reconnect sometimes with players after a real difficult year because they had some honest conversations. I think that's the strength of Andrew Burnett is, like, he's been in all those situations. He's a guy that can relate. He's a guy that is easy to talk to. He's a guy that has been in the East Coast League, the American Hockey League, the National Hockey League, been traded a few times and played different styles. So he's got a lot of those experiences that he can relate. And I think him and Marchie connected. I think they had similar games too. I think that's where the connection really hit off. Is Marchie is one of those guys, just like Andrew was, with their super strengths were from the top of the circles into the goal and around the net, and they were just unbelievable players down there. And I think they've made that connection, and Andrew's not worrying about as much of what Marchie can't do, but what he can do and how he can help. And I think Marchie appreciates that, and Marchie's playing really well.
Barry, another thing that you have talked about, laying out what's to come here, is you want a lot of these young players to compete for the spots. And right now we're already seeing that. Joachim Kemmel's been in for a couple of games, rotates out. We mentioned Brady Martin. You've got Ozzie Weisblatt, who I think is going to get a shot tonight. If not tonight, then very soon. Yep. But you've got a lot of guys that you're hoping, I'm sure, will go up and grab a role. But how do you try to evaluate as they try to feel their way?
Well, I think you try to find the best fit. Someone's going to grab the ball with opportunity. You're going to get 2-game opportunities or 3, maybe a 1-game opportunity. You got to make the most of it. And if you notice, like, we're not putting a lot of the players in roles. Like I said, the blend is there. Like, every line, for the most part, other than probably the Hall of Bunting and Marchessault line, who hit it off from day one, all the other lines have a young player with 2 veterans in all 3 lines, the other 3 lines. And even on defense, I mean, we've got Brady Shea and Nick Hague, who are a little more veteran, I guess. But you have Roman Josi and Willsby playing together right now, who, people tend to forget that, Willsby only has, I think, 23 or 24 NHL games under his belt, and he's playing against top matchups at night in and night out. Spencer Stastny's got like 25 games. Barron is probably got 100 and some games, but he hasn't had a full-time role, and now he does. Nick Blankenberg, who hasn't played a regular season game so far, did a really great job for us last year. So the depth on our defense is really good. I mean, most of the guys that were finished the season with us, they're either playing in Milwaukee or they're playing in the minors with other teams in the National Hockey League. So fixing our defense. The buy-in of our veterans have done a great job of embracing the young kids and saying, hey, they're going to be part of the future. They're part of the now and the future. And let's go and play. I love the way that we play with a lot of structure. We've gotten good goaltending, and we're hanging in there. And that says a lot. That says a lot for growth. The best thing you can do for growth is have some success. And preparation led to that. The coaches were prepared. The players were very prepared. And we've had some early success. So it's only three games in, but we've been able to rack up a few points early to get a little confidence. And if we can do it on the road here on a successful trip, then that will go a long way for the rest of the season.
Barry, we're going to see Eustace Onnen tonight. And I'm curious, with Ben Vanderklok and Mitch Korn, now that they've had him for a while, because it was, what, December of last year that he joined you guys sort of on the run. You were kind of feeling each other out. He's got that frame. He's only 25 years old. He's got some games under his belt. What are some of the things that you guys have worked on with him to take him to another level?
Well, I think, he was more of a blocker because of his size. I think Benny and Mitch have got him to tighten up just some of the, when he goes down, there's some activations that happen, automatics when you hit your knees. Sometimes your hands go down a little bit too low or your stick comes up a little bit. They've worked on the little details to tighten up those little areas where you can get a leaky puck go through you when it shouldn't. And I think they've done a really good job with that. And then the next component they've asked is a little bit more working on even more mobility. He's pretty mobile for a big guy, but even a little bit more explosiveness and mobility. And the last component is really the reading of the game and also, being able to park situations. You get scored on, you got to park it and sort of get back on the horse and get your focus. And I think that comes with more and more experience because the goaltending is your last line of defense. And sometimes they get the most blame when a goal goes through, but there's probably about 10 things that happened before that goal went in. So those are the things that, just being able to park certain things. They're working on the mental part of the game, but he's really done a really good job. We're really happy with him. And I mean, he's got a lot of the tools that the modern goaltenders have. I mean, he's a big, big man who moves really well. He really cares about his craft. So I've seen what Ben and Mitch have done over the years with the goaltending. So we're really excited about our tandem. Juice has got off to a good start, and Eustace hopefully will get a good test here because Toronto's a really good offensive team.
Barry Trotz is our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Barry, this is a hometown game for Steven Stamkos, still looking for his first goal of the season, but had a nice assist yesterday in Ottawa. I spoke to Stamkos last week, and he was telling me how it's just night and day for him personally, the way he has entered the season compared to last season when, of course, he struggled to adapt to his new surroundings. You have called him a legacy player and how difficult that transition can be. Are you sensing a freer, looser Steven Stamkos, not just on the ice, but around the rink as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's any player that has been in one spot for a long time, like Steven has, and it's got to be difficult. I equate it to a marriage and then a divorce. There's always a time of hurt and healing. And I think he's gone through that. And now the Nashville Predators are his team and he feels he can be, hopefully leave his legacy in the time that he's here in Nashville. And I sense a freer, easier, he's a Nashville Predator now. I think the past is in the past and he's looking forward to having a really good year. He's had, I don't know how many crossbars he's hit already, but he's shooting well. We just got to get him the puck a little bit more.
Predators general manager Barry Trotz has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. He joins us every Tuesday during hockey season. Barry, thank you so much for your time as always and enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thank you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Barry. We will. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. We will bid adieu to Willie Donick here. He has to get ready for the Predators game against the Toronto Maple Leafs on FanDuel Sports Network. You can, of course, hear that game as well right here on 102.5 The Game. Puck drop at 6, pregame at 5 on 102.5 The Game. We will get back into the Titans coming up next. Your reaction, 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5 The Game.